Each week we go through your letters and voicemails to get your take on stories we've covered on News and Notes. Here's NPR's Farai Chidea with some of your comments.
America's favorite TV dad, Bill Cosby, has been back in the news, most recently because of comments he made at Spelman College's commencement ceremonies. Cosby advised the young female graduates to take charge because most young black men are in prison. We discussed his comments on our roundtable and received a number of emails. Listener Sean Hill of Atlanta, Georgia, says many people may disagree with Cosby, but he thinks we can't afford to ignore his message. He sent us this email. I agree that he needs to offer some solutions instead of just criticizing black men. However, you must agree that the black male, especially our younger black men, are in a terrible state. While his numbers may be skewed, as a parent of a young black male and having grown up in inner city Metro D.C., we have to address these concerns and have some serious discussions. Something needs to be done, and Dr. Cosby at least keeps us discussing the topic, and hopefully we'll move to address this pandemic with our young black males. Last week, we brought you the story of a young teacher in New York City who was removed from her classroom after protesting what she says was the racist treatment of a student. Listener Tony Dial of Cleveland, Ohio, said what happened to the teacher is regrettable, but the school should not accept all the blame. He left us this voicemail.
We are constantly blaming the school system for not educating our children, but no one ever says anything about the parents being engaged in the educational process. It is true, education begins at home, and so does behavior modification.
As part of our continuing coverage of the immigration debate, we aired a segment about an undocumented immigrant named Juan. In his own words, he told the story of how he illegally entered the U.S. with his mother and brother when he was 11. Now 20 years old, he's poised to finish college and begin his graduate studies. He says his education was made possible by scholarships he received from his university. Listener Diane Moore of House Springs, Missouri, says such benefits for illegal immigrants are unfair. She sent us this email. I was shocked to hear that as an illegal immigrant, Juan has received scholarship money from the college he is attending. Did he disclose his immigration status to the college? Juan may have worked hard to get his education, but so have a lot of Americans and legal immigrants. It is not right that he was able to receive this scholarship. How many Americans were passed up in order for him to receive this money? She also writes, there are surely a lot of American students who can only attend college because of scholarships, grants, and financial aid. If a person comes to this country because he wants to have the benefits that Americans have, then he should do it legally and follow the processes it takes to become an American citizen. If he is here illegally, he should not be entitled to receive these benefits. We appreciate all of your comments. Good or bad, we want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea.